Boldy James and Alchemist are back with Bo Jackson. Let's talk about it. What is steak and eggs? It is not a game.
Meal, steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Steak and egg.
Steak, eggs.
Yeah. Steak and eggs. What is steak and eggs? Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs. Yes, oh, yeah. Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs. Welcome back to Steak and Eggs, everybody, man. How y'all doing out there, dog? I'm hoping everybody is blessed, man. Living good, eating good, and y'all shining, dog. The summer, man, is almost over, dog. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping everybody enjoyed their summer, man, and y'all stay healthy and dodge the corona, man. First and foremost, like, subscribe, comment, share, man. Follow Steak and Eggs on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, everywhere, man, that you can think of, man. Look up Steak and Eggs. I'm sure we there, man. Go to www.steakandeggs.com for the blog and for the merch, man. New designs on the way. And yeah, dog, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, man. We got playlists on Spotify, playlists on Audio Mac, and all of the above, dog, man. Thank you for all your support, man. Thank you to everybody that has subscribed, that has commented, man, that has followed us, man, been reacting to all the videos, reacting to everything that we post on Instagram, man. It is a blessing to be sitting here to be able to do this for y'all, man, and watch this grow organically. So yeah. So like I said in the intro, man, my boy Boldy James and Alchemist have returned, man. And if you're not familiar with the dynamic duo that this is, dog, well, man, you are in for a treat. I'm very excited to sit here and talk about this because not only am I a fan of Alchemist as a producer, I'm a big fan of Boldy James as well. You know, so the first time I heard Boldy James was, I would say, about 2010 on Big Sean's Fat Raps remix, which was on the Finally Famous 3 mixtape that he had dropped and stuff like that. So Boldy James was one of the guys that had a verse on there. Then through research, I found out that Boldy James was the actual cousin of Chuck English from the Cool Kids. So Boldy James, man, he's really deep in history, especially in Detroit history, Detroit hip hop, bro, one of the many from Detroit's east side, dog. And yeah, man, he's just a really, really underrated MC, an underrated rapper, bro. And the fact that I like that a lot of people don't, I like that a lot of people aren't familiar with Boldy, that he just has this cult following, that he still just has this underground flavor to him. And I feel like that's what makes him fit right along with what Griselda does, because he was signed to Mass Appeal a couple years ago. I don't know what happened with that deal with Mass Appeal and Nas or whatever it is, which I thought that was a good place for him to be as well. But immediately after he left Mass Appeal, he signed to Griselda, and I just think that that's a perfect match for him because of just the type of music that that Griselda makes, the type of guys that they are, or the artists that they have over there. And I feel like he just fits right along, and I just really love that the entire roster that Griselda has, that they have put together, the people that they keep finding, the people that they keep signing, the production that they have, it all makes sense, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like Boldy is one of the guys that fits that mold of a Griselda artist and stuff like that. But I've been rocking with Boldy for almost 10 years now, and dude is just incredibly dope to me, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, once again, him and Alchemist have linked back up. I believe this might be their fourth collab project. The very first project that I believe that they did together was My First Chemistry Set, and I can remember when My First Chemistry Set dropped, me and my brother was down there in Miami, dog, top down, you know what I'm saying? We got the like Hawaii shirts on, man, we on the beach, man, we turn up Ocean Drive and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? But we was riding around to that my first chemistry set, which was Alchemist and Boldy James' first very first project together. You know what I'm saying? With songs like Consideration and Moochie and everything like that. And, you know, that's one of my favorite Boldy projects that I still listen to this day. And then just over the years, you know, Boldy has dropped projects with other people, other producers and stuff like that. But him and Alchemist have always returned to each other. You know what I'm saying? These dudes just work really, really great with each other. They had the Boldface EP a couple years ago, you know what I'm saying, which was really, really dope. And then they also had The Price of Tea in China that dropped in 2020, which was even crazier. So I recommend, if you haven't listened to my first chemistry set, the Boldface EP or The Price of Tea in China, you have to go check that out, man. But the Bo Jackson project is really, really ill. I have not stopped listening to it, man. I keep listening to it. I even got my kids listening to it. That's just how dope it is and stuff like that, man. So, you know, the first song is Double Hockey Sticks, you know what I'm saying? And they have a video for it. And it's just traditional, like, you know, Boldy and stuff like that, traditional Alchemist. If you heard Alchemist, I could compare what Alchemist did with Prodigy, like with the Return of the Mac and everything that they ever did, you know what I'm saying, like that, where Prodigy had that distinct voice where it just sounded like he was talking and stuff like that, but he just like had like this hard like a rough type of voice, you know what I'm saying? And I would say a person like Freddie Gibbs as well, where Alchemist just did the Alfredo tape with him and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like Alchemist beats work well with artists who have distinct voices and stuff, and those guys that really kind of talk. And so like everything that Alchemist did with Prodigy was crazy, and everything that he's done with Boldy is just as crazy. So when you hear Boldy, you know, you might be thrown off just by the type of rapper that he is or whatever, because it sounds like dude is talking. But I also feel like that's what makes him dope and what makes him believable, you know what I'm saying? Like, for one, for him to be from Detroit and to know the history of people that come from Detroit, if you know your history of people that come from Detroit, just the type of people that they are, you know what I'm saying, where it's pimps, hustlers, you know what I'm saying, real for real, like gangster murderer type guys, you know what I'm saying? Well, Boldy kind of fits that mold with everything that he kind of talks about, you know what I'm saying? So when you listen to him, he comes from a place of like experience, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of totally different from, like I said, his cousin being Chuck English, but they having two different type of styles or whatever it is. But Double Hockey Sticks, man, Bold comes on and he just talking with the way that he raps, man, and he just killing it, man. He has like these super, super dope like his bars and stuff like that, man. I really like when he said, like, I made her transport the stuff in a Keisha Kior waist trainer, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying, I was chopping up the raw on my side girl with the same razor. Like, he just has this ability to kind of paint these ill pictures for you, but like I said, it sounds like he's talking, and it's just crazy just to have a style like that over Alchemist beat. And you know, but Double Hockey Sticks is ill and the beat switches, so that's what makes it even doper. Turpentine, another super dope track, man. Like I said, Boldy just being Boldy, man, just talking, man. If you're not familiar with Boldy, dog, like, I really hope this review drives you into really going to go check them out. And also check out their Complex interview that they did, and I'll link it in the description and stuff like that, so you could go peep the interview that they did with Complex. You know what I'm saying? I think it was a real dope interview, and it will provide a lot of context into, you know what I'm saying, into who Boldy is, into why him and Alchemist work so well together. Because like Alchemist said, that Boldy has like a, like the texture of his voice just meshes well. And I didn't know that they had such a, I could tell that they had good chemistry from, you know what I'm saying, from the tracks, but I didn't know that these dudes were really like Boldy's kids, live with Alchemist when he's out in LA, and you know what I'm saying, they really link up and they record together and everything like that. They really have a good relationship, and you can hear that type of relationship bleed into the music, and I think that that's really dope. So Turpentine is dope. Brick Mile to Montana featuring Benny the Butcher, Man, Benny's verse is crazy. Another Griselda artist, one of the more popular Griselda artists. Y'all already know of Benny's work, man, and how dope Benny is. Benny is ridiculous, and I really love Benny's verse on this song. The way that he flowed was crazy. Man, dog, that's a dope song. One of my favorites off the project, definitely. EPMD. It's kind of funny, like I said, that Boldy was signed to Nas, and Nas has two songs called EPMD, and he just featured EPMD on King's Disease 2. But now Boldy has a song called EPMD. But I like on the song, like sometimes Boldy has this way, like I want to say on Moochie off of the My First Chemistry set, he was like, gotta be alert at all times, AAA. Like, he does stuff like that. So on EPMD, you know what I'm saying, throughout his verse, he was like, everybody plotting my demise, EPMD, you know what I'm saying? And I really thought that was dope to make like an acronym, you know what I'm saying, out of that, you know. So EPMD is super, super dope. Steel Wool is crazy. That's definitely one of my favorite songs on the tape. Steel Wool is crazy. Man, Boldy just hard, bro. He just be ripping shit, bro. And he killed that. And I like how he was like, you know, everybody cut from a different cloth, but I'm Steel Wool. That's hard to me. Photographic Memories featuring Rock Marciano and Earl Sweatshirt. Now, I will say that I didn't even realize that was Earl Sweatshirt the first time I heard it. Cause you know what I'm saying, it was just crazy. I was like, damn, who is this, dog? Like, you know what I'm saying? But I really like Earl's verse, and to see Earl grow from just being that kid with Odd Future and Tyler the Creator, and to see where everybody in Odd Future's careers are at now, from Frank Ocean to Sid to Tyler and to Earl, where Earl really just has this low-key career, low-key style, and to hear him pop up on this album was really, really ill, dog. I really, really like his verse. It was different and everything like that. And then, of course, Rock Marciano is just, you already know, Rock is crazy. Rock is crazy. So that was a really dope song called Photographic Memories, man. Highly recommend that. Speed Trap was ill. Speed Trap is super dope. Diamond Dallas with Stove Guy Cooks, and I believe West Side Gun is on that, but Diamond Dallas is a dope track. Diamond Dallas, I take it from Diamond Dallas Page, the WCW wrestler from back in the 90s and stuff like that. But you know, a lot of the stuff that Boldy talks about is like, you know what I'm saying, drug related gangster shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a little metaphor for just like them cooking coke and crack and stuff like that. So I really thought that song was really, really dope. And all of these beats are crazy. So it's like, I'm not even really talking about the beats for real, because it's just Alchemist. And it's like, so you have to trust that Alchemist is going to lay down awesome production on everything that he does. And all these beats are ridiculous, man. Flight Risk is another dope song, man. Illegal Search and Seizure, super, super ill. Fake Flowers with Currency is another one of my favorite tracks. That might be my favorite track, Fake Flowers with Currency. Currency verse was just crazy. Every time Currency and Alchemist do music is ridiculous. If you remember, Currency and Alchemist dropped Covert Coupe back in about 2009-2010, and that's one of my favorite Currency projects. So every time him and Alchemist get around to doing something, man, it's super crazy. So that's a dope song. Third Person, ill. First 48 Freestyle, super dope. And that was like the first single, you know, where they dropped a video and put the track out before the album came out, First 48 Freestyle. And that's a dope, and it's crazy, like, if that's a freestyle, that's a dope freestyle, bro. And Drug Zone to round the tape out, man. Super, super dope, man. All this production, man, it just sounds like a movie. It's super ill. It's a dope story that they telling, that they painting these pictures through lyrics, through beats and everything like that, man. I'm really a fan of this project, man. I keep listening to it, bro. I'm giving it a 10 out of 10. You know, I'm a big fan of Boldy. I'm a big fan of Alchemist. Alchemist can't do no wrong in my eyes when it comes to production, and he has like a 20-year track record. And also, they announced in the Complex interview that they will be dropping a deluxe project with which will have four more songs on it coming very soon. I think in the next week or two that they said, and not to mention that they said that they have a bunch of other projects in the works set that they basically overlap projects. So from Boldface EP, they had songs left over which went to Price of Tea in China, and after that they had songs left over which kind of bled into this project, and they said that they have about three or four more projects kind of in the works and ready to go. So if you're a fan of Boldy James and Alchemist, dog, I know we eating, man, we happy. I highly recommend, if you aren't familiar with these guys, man, go check this project out. If you like Griselda music, if you like kind of East Coast style music, I would say, man, but I feel like Boldy's music is kind of regional, you know what I'm saying? He's from Detroit, you know what I'm saying? Alchemist is from the West Coast, but he sounds like he's from the East. But I just feel like, man, this is a crazy project, dope project. I'm excited to hear the other projects and the deluxe, man. I hope everybody that has heard it enjoyed it. If you haven't heard it, man, please go check out Bo Jackson by Boldy James and Alchemist, man. And also, if you're not familiar with who Bo Jackson is, Bo Jackson was an NFL player back in the 80s who had got drafted to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but he didn't want to play for the Bucs, and he ended up playing baseball for the Kansas City Royals, and then he wanted to keep playing football and ended up going to the Los Angeles Raiders and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? That's just a brief history of Bo Jackson, dope running back from back in the day, man. And so it's dope to kind of tell this story of you could just be who you want to be and succeed in both lanes in any field that you want to. And that's the metaphor of this project. And it's a dope project, man. So until next time, man, you know, like, subscribe, comment, man. Shout out to Steak and Egg. Shout out to everybody out there, man, that's been tuning in, that's been checking us out, that's been showing love and support, man. We appreciate it. Until next time, peace.